woo, we are full. I think this is the most we have. Kevin's got on his funky. Those remind me of Lynn's mom. She used to have some of those crazy eyeglasses, yeah. And those are perfect. Yeah, I love it. I love it. Scott Jensen, welcome. Nice to have you here.
Morning, Chris. Trying to set a record today.
Studio. Most people in the studio, 3, 6, 9, 12. We got 15 people in here, I think.
A lot of great things going on at Fremont Public Schools, so we just want to celebrate all of them today.
Yeah,
so.
That is for sure. Molly Brown is here, a teammates coordinator, a teammates program. Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thanks. This is exciting. Usually we have less people in here.
But the good thing we have a bigger studio. We can get everybody in here.
We'll
so that's awesome.
We'll try and break that record next time, too.
Yeah, what's going on? Teammates program. What are you going?
January
what you got going?
Is National Mentoring Month, and we had a raffle going on. And I just want to be able to announce who our three top winners are. We have other prizes, but we got a lot of people to talk, so I'm not going to talk as much as I normally do.
Okay, all right.
So the Tom Osborne autograph football goes to Keith Azunga.
All right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Let's come on, let's hear a cheer. There we go.
The Neil Smith autographed mini football helmet goes to Doug Hartman.
Yeah.
And the Tom Osborne autographed mini football goes to Chuck Johansson.
Oh. There we go.
And
yeah.
I'll be contacting the other people who have won the autographed book, Mentoring Matters. By Tom Osborne, the $100 gift certificate and the $50 gift certificate. I'll get those later.
Nice.
Thanks. Have a great day. If you want to join teammates, be a mentor, teammates.org or call me, 402-727-3970.
Is it picking up? Just a quick, as far as mentors, or are you still, or is it
I just
kind of
trained
slow?
Four new people.
Oh, awesome.
Yay!
Good deal. That's perfect. All right. Well, let's move on then. Keith Cunnings, the Fremont High School industrial tech instructor and department head, varsity bowling coach. What else are you?
We'll just limit it at that, right, Kevin?
They can add a few more titles there, but welcome. Last week, bowling going on, state bowling, and did quite well.
Yeah, we did. Girls ended up third place at state as a team. We had four medalists as individuals, and we really represented well this year. Ended up being district champions, the girls.
Yeah. Yeah. At state, you know what? I don't like people from Lindsay Holy Family anymore. you lost to them, and was it the first round? But then you come back in the loser's bracket, meet them again.
Yep. And we threw a lot of balls. It was a long day and kind of ran out a little bit of gas there in the end.
Uh-oh, I made Karina mad now. She's giving me that look like, I want to kill those people. No.
Yeah, she wants the microphone.
Well, you brought some bowlers with you, so let's talk to our bowlers. Lexi, Karina, Kaylee, and Alex. Who wants to be first? Oh, there we go. You are?
Yep. I'm Kaylee McKenzie.
Nice to meet you. You had a fun season, I'll bet, huh?
I did.
Let's talk a little bit about the state tournament. Were you, were you happy with the way that you bowled?
I was not. I struggled a little bit this year. I qualified in 14th for individual, and I had one bad game, and then the next three games were really good, but I came up short.
How much practice do you guys put in? I have no idea.
We practice every Monday and Tuesday.
Okay.
From 3:30 to 4:30.
Bowl about how many games in practice?
We kind of just practice. We don't really bowl any games.
Okay. More technique and making sure you're consistent with what you're doing and your footwork.
Yep.
Okay. Are you going to do it again next year?
I am.
Definitely.
I'm only a sophomore, so I have two more years.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Nice. Do you have a special bowling ball? Describe your bowling ball.
Yeah. I don't bowl with just a straight ball. I have a reactive ball, so I can play outside and my ball works into the pocket.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. So are you the person that hooks it in there, or are you straight on?
No, I hook it in there.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Lefty, righty?
I'm a righty.
Okay. I'm a lefty, so mine's a little bit different. All right. Let's bring in, that must be Lexi. Lexi Montoya. Welcome. Nice to have you here. Congratulations on a fun season this year. The group you have, it seems like you guys get along pretty well.
Yeah, we all get along pretty well.
Now, how many bowlers are there on the team, approximately?
There's about 7 of us.
Okay.
But we only use 5 in each game. We just kind of rotate out.
Okay. So, on the individual side, did you have a good year this year? Talk a little bit about...
Okay, so up until districts, I was doing pretty rough. And then I just randomly whipped out a couple 200 games.
And nice.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Yeah.
That sounds like me. Every once in a while, I'll get to 130. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. I had like a 204 and then a 216 first two games of districts, so that helped me place.
Yeah. What was your average this year? Where were you averaged mostly or somewhere close?
I'd say about like 160s.
Okay. So those 200s, you're like, yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy for me.
Very good. Does it get pretty tense?
Oh, yeah. When you're... It's pretty mentally challenging because you got to get into the, like, you got to get into the feel. And it's just, it's nice when you do because then you start doing well. But most of the time, it's just a mental aspect.
Yeah.
It sets you off.
Very good. Well, congratulations again
Thank
on
you.
A fun year. Let's bring in Karina. Okay, is it Capron or Capron?
Capron.
I thought so because I know Kevin very well. So, so congratulations. Oh, she gave me that look like, you're not going to talk about him, are you?
I don't know if that's a good thing.
Welcome. You had a fun year. Talk a little bit about the year and how it went.
It went pretty good. Our team really came together and worked as a team, like, worked really well. Like, none of us have bowled with each other for a while, so it was just, like, a new experience with all of us.
So when you guys are bowling, do you say, hey, you might want to move over a little bit to the next mark, or do you give each other advice?
Yeah, we do. I normally give advice to Kaylee and Haley if they're not, like, doing well. I'm just like, try this to see if it makes any difference or not.
Yeah, you've been bowling a long time. How long have you been bowling?
9 years.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. So what was your average this year, approximate?
Around, like, 210.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're right on top in the state as far as average.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nice job. That's nice. Awesome. So what's your strategy when you step up there? Are you thinking strike every time?
I'm just thinking execute your shot, and if it doesn't, like, go how you want it to, pick up your spare, and if you can make any adjustment, do it. And just see how well you can bowl. Don't try to beat the person next to you. Try to beat yourself every game in the lane. Because trying to beat someone next to you, you just kind of get in your head about it.
Yeah, I would imagine too. Mm-hmm. Not much trash talking going on then.
No.
Okay. Do you give them the eye though?
Maybe.
Talk a little bit about state. How did you do at state? Did you do as well as you wanted to?
I thought I bowled the best I have bowled ever in a tournament at state. Because everything was good. I thought my technique was pretty good for like a while. And I kind of didn't place where I wanted to because the pins weren't just falling for me. And I don't know. I left some bad shots, but it was okay.
So when you're bowling against in the team competition instead of the individual, there's always that chance to catch up. But when you're in the loser's bracket, does it get a little desperate?
Yeah, a little bit, because it's like, okay, you got to make this shot so you don't get behind.
So did anybody make like a 7-10 split in the state tournament or anything like that, or make some incredible shot that you you go, oh my gosh, that was awesome? No?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Just I don't know.
They go by too fast,
yeah.
Right? Well, congratulations on a great year.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Alex Reeson also with us today. Alex, on the guys' side. Now, how many guys were there this year?
There was about 6 guys this
year. 6 guys? Okay. A lot of learning? Or were there some guys that had been doing it for a while?
I was actually the last one from last year's team. So I was doing a little more of the teaching than I was learning, but I had fun doing it.
Yeah. So did all 4 of you also help with the unified bowling? Pretty much.
I wasn't.
You weren't a part of that, but the others. I thought that you guys were, but I know they're. Do they bowl with you when you're practicing, or do they go at a different time?
No, those are separate practices.
Okay. All right. Well, talk about state. Is it a little bit more intimidating, or how does that feel when you get to that point?
When I was bowling with the group of people for state, I was doing pretty good. I wasn't too nervous. I was really focused. But as soon as it came down to the one-on-ones, I couldn't help it. I was nervous. I was shaking.
Yeah, I would get that way. What was your average this year? What were you shooting?
I was shooting really low for me. I felt like I had like a 182 average or something.
That's pretty good for me. Yeah, I take that.
And then I averaged 226 during state.
Oh, awesome. That's got to be up there. I was right up there with the leaders then, I would imagine. Right, Keith?
Yeah. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
High game in districts. Oh,
nice. What was your high game?
I think it was a 256.
Very nice. Yeah. Well, you finished the way you wanted. You wanted to get up, bring your average up, right?
Yeah.
Very good. Well, congratulations. Thank you. Nice season. Keith, anything to add on the bowling season this year?
Just that next year we'll come back and should be quite a bit better. And hopefully we get a little bit different results. But our teams are starting to really gel and develop. So looking forward to next year already.
Yeah. Oh, a 30 bowl. Boy, Terry, boy, he really does. It's nice to have him. He gives you a lot of time on the lanes, doesn't he?
Yeah, it's very nice. We get good support from the club and from the bowling.
Good venue. Deal. All right. Now we're going to move on to arts, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
Kristen Strickler, Fremont High Business and Graphic Arts instructor, here to talk a little bit about things that are going on in your area. So what's going on?
Well, we have a lot going on, actually. We just got the results of the regional Scholastic Art and Writing competition. So regionally, we had 18 students place overall. A lot of those students placed in multiple different categories. Four of our students got gold, so their work will be going to the national level in New York City.
Oh, wow.
We had a lot of silver and quite a few honorable mentions, so we could not be happier with the results of that competition.
Is that the most that you've ever had?
It is. It actually is a record number for us. We have, in the past, we've had a few golds here and there, but to have four in 1 year is pretty significant for us. So we were pretty excited. We had a really great showing.
So talk a little bit about what was presented in the art, the Scholastic Art Contest.
Yeah, so we presented in areas of 2D, 3D, and graphic arts. So we had some photography in there and graphic arts that got gold. And then we also had a drawing that received gold. And then we had pottery, we had sculpture. I mean, you name it. We had pretty much something placed in most of the categories that we entered.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, you brought some students with you. So,
we did, yes.
How about we...
Before they start, yeah. I want everybody to understand how important it is that they got chosen. There's over 3,000 students' artwork that gets entered. And what did they say? 250 get golds, 300 get silver.
Wow.
And about 400 get honorable mention. And so for us to have that number here in our school is super exciting because
that's pretty awesome. Darn good. That
awesome.
Is.
We're very proud of all of them.
Yes, we're putting the Fremont Art Department on the map.
I so guess, yeah, for
very
sure.
Excited. Yep.
Well, let's talk with Alexia Christ. Do you want to start? So what was your, what did you do? Did you draw or what was it?
I did a large illustrative piece of a dragon in colored pencil.
Oh, wow. I wish I could show it on the radio for sure, but we'll have to get some pictures of those for sure. Yeah, we can post those on the website. So how long did it take you to make that?
56 hours.
Only 56 hours? Come on. No, I'm is it full color or is it just like a charcoal?
Yeah, it's full color and it's 24 by 18.
Oh, wow.
And I didn't block any color. It was all single pencil strokes.
Oh, wow. That's a lot. Definitely 56 hours. So your work, you were within those, you were one of the gold winners?
No, I was a silver.
You're a silver. Okay. Still, though, that's, oh my gosh, that's really good. So what else have you drawn? What's your favorite thing to draw?
Well, dragons.
Dragons? Okay. They call you the dragon lady or anything like that? No?
No, I also draw portraits of people.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, only I'm not good enough to do that in color yet because my color choice is very much too vibrant for it. But I do the graphite for it.
Okay. Yeah, so the black and or just the like a charcoal color. Yeah, very cool. I don't know if I want to see that or not of me, but you can attempt it. I'll send you a photo.
10
yeah, 10 years ago would be what much better. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. I want to see the work. So we'll have Mrs. Stricker send us the pictures for sure. Ariana Peterson, also with us this morning. Nice to have you here.
Hi.
So what kind of work did you do?
I entered a couple pictures that I took in Costa Rica.
Oh, nice. Where in Costa Rica did you go?
We went to San Jose and Talamanca. It's kind of on the Caribbean side.
Uh-huh. I've been there. Yeah, very cool. Yeah, so a picture of the beach or?
Yes, one was a picture of the beach. There was another of the beach, and then there was one of a butterfly.
So full color or?
Full color.
So about how much time did you put into yours?
I'm not really sure because Miss Kristen heard that we were going down there and she was like, oh, take pictures for the competition. And so I took a lot of photos.
Usually the teacher will say, I'm going to need to go with you to make sure that's really. No, that's awesome. So more than one picture?
Yes. One of my pictures got gold, one got silver, and one got an honorable mention.
Wow. That is really good. When did you, did somebody start you into drawing or doing any of that?
Not really. I went to the high school as a part-time student because I'm homeschooled.
Okay.
And Miss Kristen is friends with my mom, so she basically made me take the class. But I really, really liked it. So yes. I got into photography too and then was just exploring that while we were down there.
So your Miss Strickler would probably say you have an eye for this, for sure.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. We have Paige Toit also with us this morning.
Hi.
Welcome. Nice to have you here.
Thank you.
So maybe describe what your work looked like or looks like.
So I did kind of an encaustic collage, which is like with wax.
With wax?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's not, is it a drip or is it more of a, you actually kind of spread it on the page?
Yeah, it was a collage. So
okay.
I kind of arranged some random little things and then poured wax over all of it.
Oh, so full color?
Yes, there is color. Mm-hmm.
Okay. About how big would you say?
Probably about 6x6. Yeah, 6x6. Mm-hmm.
So
found lots of pieces of like ribbon and pictures and
napkins
and just put it all together.
So what inspired you to do that?
Nothing really. It's just
kind of put it all together.
Well.
She's
the
same thing. She kind of just
drawing a really long time.
Uh-huh.
In Art 1, I was like, let's go to the dark side.
Yeah.
Let's try something a little more.
Yeah.
So, very good.
Yes.
So your work was gold or silver then?
It was silver.
Silver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Well, thanks for coming in. I want to see pictures, though, for sure. So, yeah,
thank
definitely.
You.
Congratulations. That is quite the accomplishment. That is. That's really
Can I
cool.
Say one more thing?
Yes, you bet.
So we have our art show coming up at Gallery 92 West downtown, and we would love for the community to come in and see. We have that's going to be on Friday, March 4th from 5 to 7 p.m. So it's going to be an evening, a little different than what we've done before. Mm-hmm. But we are really looking forward to showcasing everybody. And it is a K-12, so it will be kindergarten through seniors. You're going to see a lot of really awesome stuff. So we really invite you guys to come down and visit.
Yeah, for sure. Those well, some of their works will be on these three.
Everybody, all the Scholastic stuff will be there, plus all of our other stuff. Everybody that entered stuff into Scholastic, and we just have a variety of other things from our classes. It's going to be awesome. So we're excited.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you. All right, Kevin Earlywine. Let's continue on here with Tiger Time.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us. It's been a great show. You've got some wonderful opportunities to hear about neat things happening in Fremont Public Schools.
Yeah.
Artists, what a great group. And the teammates, Molly, I hope we get a dozen more teammate mentors out of this, just out of this one show. That'd be great.
Yes.
And the bowlers, you know, Keith, I did offer Keith if you wanted to have me come over and help coach. But when I asked about putting the bumpers up, He nixed that idea right away.
Well, so, I don't think you have a pair. You don't have a pair of those shoes. You have plenty of socks.
I have lots of socks. I have my Tiger socks on today.
All right. Yeah. Along with the Tiger glasses.
Absolutely.
I like it.
Absolutely. So, you know, lots of fun stuff going on in the district and with our foundation as well. We have our annual campaign happening. Our mailing's gone out, and we're getting some great responses to that. We can always use more. Love to see more happening. We're doing some dropping off of some goodies around the district, and Don Osnes, one of our new board members, will talk a little bit about that and explain a little bit about her position on the board, her joining the board, and also how we're honoring some staff members this week.
All right. Well, Dawn, take it away. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, well, I think what kind of brought me to the foundation or what interested me was we've been in Fremont for about 17 years now, and I had students start and finish at Howard Elementary and go all the way through. We have three graduated from Fremont Public Schools so far, and we have a granddaughter down at Washington in the dual enrollment or dual language enrollment program. But during my years with kids at Howard, we had lots of involvement with PTA, lots of ability to be able to see what the needs are in the community. You know, our school families have gaps that need to be filled, and our teachers and staff need support from parents and the community. So when I was offered the opportunity to join the board for FPS Foundation, I kind of look at that as an extension of PTA, so to speak.
Right.
The goals are kind of the same, you know, filling the gaps and supporting teachers and students and families in our community. So glad to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're glad to have you. That's for sure. Yeah, it's always new faces are always good, right, Kevin?
Absolutely. We'll be back on the air each of the next, I think, four shows. We'll be introducing some new board members to you at each of the next three or four shows.
So good deal.
Hear from them, and we'll be honoring some different groups of employees throughout the rest of this school year. And Dawn's got a group. I think she'll be reading about one of the groups today.
Yeah.
All right.
If you're ready, I'll go ahead and do that.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, definitely.
So it's nice that we have some of our Fremont High School staff here with us today, because that's who we're honoring today. We're going to start out with a quote from Tom Brokaw, and he says, "It's easy to make a buck. It's a lot tougher to make a difference." Our FPS Foundation Board of Directors would like to take this opportunity to honor and offer a sincere thank you to the Fremont High School staff. Our Fremont High School staff members work tirelessly day in and out to offer safe, flexible, and engaging learning environments for all of our students. In addition to classroom and academic challenges faced by teachers and students over the last 2 years, many of our FHS staff members have persevered to provide opportunities for our students through club sports, music, drama, and other important activities so that our students wouldn't miss out on many once-in-a-lifetime high school experiences. The goal at FHS is to make a connection with each student in order to support career choices, college choices, and life choices. And I personally think that you all do a fantastic job of that.
Mm-hmm.
Our FHS staff members work as a team to ensure success and make a difference in the lives of all the students. And from our board, we thank you, all FHS teachers, coaches, sponsors, paraeducators, office staff members, custodians, and kitchen staff members. You all make a difference for our kids every day.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Very sweet. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap up our show for this morning. So, Scott Jensen, I think, we have a record. We have to put that somewhere, 15, 16. I can't remember. Did I count right? 15? Yeah, 15 in the studio. So
it's fun to celebrate all the great things happening at Fremont Public Schools. We're just lucky to have great leaders like we have in here today with our teachers and mentor leader Kevin and Keith over there. Even I'll include him in the group, but they're great leaders for these students, and these students just have so many talents, and it's fun to watch them excel and the great things that they're doing.
That is for sure, in all different areas, definitely. All right, that'll do it for Tiger Time.